Claro Lima na App Store e também na Google.
My name is Kinyamana Rathas, and now I'm moderating this first edition of the Chama Talk. And this is the first edition of its kind, as the Chama tries to enhance its engagement with the public and with the rest of the private sector. The main aim is this engagement and conversation that matters, reflect on what we're going through as an economy, as an individual, as the private sector. And this conversation is live on Eagle FM and also on our social media. You can please tune in and join the conversation. Now, as we indicated already, that yes, the chamber is trying to be, or is trying to enhance its effort in terms of conversation, in terms of communicating. And as the board have decided that yes, we need to be more visible in terms of what we do, in terms of the work that we have achieved, in terms of our shortcomings. And overall, just to engage new members, potential members, and the overall private sector together with the policymakers. So the first session of the Chamber Talk is to reflect on NCCI legacy. As we all understand that legacy is about the past work, it's about the effort, it's about the challenges that we overcame, or that however we achieved them, whatever we did to go through them as a representative of the private sector. And in this aspect, we'll be engaging now the various panelists here, the four of them. They are all industrial leaders in their respective, at the individual level, with some of them that have been even served at the chamber at various capacity. Just to introduce our panelists, before we kick off this conversation, now starting from my left, is Ms. Patty Karaya Martin, NCCI Vice President and the Managing Director of Namibia National Resources. And far left there is Dr. Salome Hay, the Managing Director of High Economic Intelligence, Hay. And on my right side is Madam Abia Seweda, Managing Director of Treaty Consultants. And on the far right there is Mr. Avril Vivier. Please don't beat me after this. He's an international trade specialist from Namib Mills. I welcome you all. And to all those that have joined us live, or for those that are listening to us the radio, we have 1 hour to deliberate on NCCI legacy. We are not going to dwell so much on the past, but we'll look perhaps the past 5 years, the past 10 years, whatever you can remember, whether it's a challenge, whether it's something that we did great, let us reflect on that. Now, let us start with the first question. And on the first question here, Madam Vice President, I have to start with you. I have to start with you, Madam Martin. So how did NCCI evolve over the years to meet the needs of the business community? And perhaps just also to briefly detail some of the most significant achievements or challenges that you have encountered. But if you can just detail that one for us at the highest level, from the governance level and from the board perspective.
Thank you so much for that very important question, and thank you for all the listeners that are listening to us. I think this is the start of a great journey and very much needed. So NCCI is the leading voice of the private sector. Sorry. So the Namibia Chamber of Commerce and Industry is committed to advocating for the interests of its members and the broader business community. Our mandate is to represent business, investors, sectoral bodies, and from across the Namibian economy. So through our advocacy and interventions, we aim to create business-friendly environment where enterprises can thrive and that also contribute to national development. Now, this brings us to the question that you've asked: what is NCCI? What do we stand for? And as I'm looking out here, I can see all the 10 presidents facing me right here. We are now at our 11th president, very great leaders, ranging from Swen Thema, Martin Amujembo. So all these people have done quite great work with regard to NCCI. So your question is to what have we done and what are we doing as NCCI. I'll just quickly brief you on the recent developments that we have been engaged with as a chamber. there's quite a lot of interventions that we are doing. As NCCI, we
Taking flight has never been easier.
Different committees
Rogers
and
is introducing SkyFi internet packages with speeds that will have you reaching for your seatbelts. Starting from $500 excluding VAT, per month, with speeds reaching up to 10 megabits per second. There's even a prepaid option where you can top up your SkyFi internet for just $15 per gigabyte. No contracts, no fuss. Visit your nearest Paratus branch to find out more. Or go to paratus.africa/Namibia to sign up online. Always prepare, Paratus. Taking flight has never been easier. Paratus is introducing SkyFi internet packages with speeds that will have you reaching for your seatbelts. Starting from $500 excluding VAT per month, with speeds reaching up to 10 megabits per second. There's even a prepaid option where you can top up your SkyFi internet for just $15 per gigabyte. No contracts, no fuss. Visit your nearest Paratus branch to find out more. Or go to paratus.africa/Namibia to sign up online. Always prepare, Paratus.
The VAT Act has been adjusted to increase to 1 million, which is very good. So that helps the SME sector. On income tax side, all of us are very happy because the threshold has increased as individuals from 50,000 to 100,000. The Namibian Investment Promotion Facilitation Bill, NCCI has also been very much involved in making recommendations. The SME Economic Recovery Loan Scheme, that's another key one that we have also been involved, where we have been involved in NCCI pushed for revisions to the scheme from 50,000, ranging from 50,000 to 10 million. And this was quite relevant during just coming out of COVID. Most of our SMEs were really struggling. The tax amnesty extension, as you all know, it was coming to an end last year, and it has been extended for another 2 years in terms of repayments. And that is helping both the government and also the private sector to get out of the current situation that most of us are obviously struggling to get back to our feet. Another important one is the Procurement Act amendments. NCCI has also been very influential and involved where it's including preferential treatment for the youth, women and SMEs. Finally, there's another important one is the Road Act amendments. NCCI has also been quite very involved in that changes that are taking place there. There's so many others that we can mention, but I think I'll stop there for now.
So from what I'm getting from you is that most of these achievements or most of these success is that they are mostly at the policy level, and these are the things that are not well documented out there. So it's mostly in terms of input and also in terms of advocacy with the policymakers.
Yes, the government, the policymakers, which is the government and many other institutions, they normally make sure that there are private sector inputs, and those inputs come from through institutions such as NCCI, and that's why we are called the premier voice of. We represent sectors in Namibia, we engage our members, and we make sure that the inputs go back that are relevant. And obviously, when there are, we are the ones that are every day experiencing business out there, or we experiencing that, so we can
able to translate that message, yes,
and convey that message back to the policymakers. The implementation part is a different story, so we make sure that.
Thank you for that, Madam Vice President. Now let us go a bit external to get also our reflection. Let me move to you, Mr. Hay. You have been in the industry for quite a while. You've been engaged at a different level in different sectors and understand the needs of entrepreneurs and the needs of different sectors. Maybe just also to answer the same question, to say, in terms of NCCI evolving to meet those needs, because it's good to understand them from the private sector side of things, from an entrepreneurship perspective, but also from your reflection or from your assessment, how did NCCI, let us say for the past 5 years, how did it evolve to be able to meet some of those challenges that you have been picking up within the industry?
Well, thank you, Erastus. Thank you for having me. Mm-hmm. I think it's critically important to also make the point that the process of moving an institution or a chamber like this forward is not static.
Yeah.
Right? It continuously needs to reinvent itself. Mm-hmm. Right? To the extent that some of the interventions that Madam Vice President has spoken about needs to be measured.
Mm.
Right? They need to be measured over a certain period of time,
mm-hmm.
and through that you will be able to have an outcome,
mm-hmm.
and through that you'll be able to know that our objectives or not. Because it's one thing to enact policy,
mm-hmm.
it's one thing to have policy as a basis on which you want to see things happen, but it's another thing to actually see the new things come to fruition. For instance, we now have the labor statistics that came out of the population household census, right, where you've got just over 36% of unemployment rate, much higher amongst the youth,
which
is close to 45%.
Mm-hmm.
So now you want to understand, how does the private sector, and by association, the NCCI, look at addressing these issues, right? And you need to make sure that some of the SME recovery loans that Madam President spoke about, how are they able to move the needle to be able to make sure that we can bring down this unemployment? To be a body of research within the NCC, able to make sure that it's being done in terms of policy interventions that move towards bringing about solutions in the economy, especially targeted.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We have different successes in different sectors.
Yeah.
As a basis to replicate in other areas.
Mm-hmm.
Right? For instance, we do the success down south with the grapes.
Yeah.
Right? We would inform the other day that they had a record exports.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm.
And this is agri sector.
Mm.
Right? What is it that they have done right?
Mm.
Because remember that the agri sector is one of the labor intensive sectors in terms of this high unemployment that we are struggling with. To the extent that you want to have different parts of Namibia even back through, and this should be driven from the chamber to be able to even go as far as demanding accountability on public investment, right, to the extent that you've got all the green schemes, and you want to see that return on the investment, and it's the chamber to evolve to be able to at that level, because through that the chamber will be able to take care of one, the private sector. The chamber will also be able to provide solutions, because through that you'll be able to deal with the unemployment issues that we have to deal with, you'll be able to deal with the inequality that we have, and through that you'll also be able to move the needle on the transformation agenda, right? Because at the end, majority participate in economic mainstream, right? You get a situation where even within the right, you have got banking facilities. The living economy can only sustainably if it's inclusive, course, right? Not to the extent that you've got very small participation through that every time we can GDP growth. So this is the role that we constantly want the NCCI to play. The NCCI should be able to build trust into the private sector and the public sector. Because if you look in the world, societies thrive mm-hmm. is where there's a huge trust between mm-hmm. the public and the private sector, mm-hmm. right? When unemployment is high, mm-hmm. clearly it can be government's problem, yep. right? Mm-hmm. They need and that should be done consistently, mm-hmm. and that could be done by institutions like the NCCI, mm-hmm. because through that they would have the understanding from the private sector mm-hmm. in terms of what are the needs, mm-hmm. and through that, and find themselves mm-hmm. into the policy positions the government proposes, mm-hmm. and through that, especially then find the necessary. Looking at value mm-hmm. and making sure that we build prosperous Namibia. Mm-hmm. Now, there's also the discovery of sectors that are coming upstream. Mm-hmm. For instance, the oil and gas. The person spoke about the role that the NCCI played in terms of some of those policy imperatives mm-hmm. to the extent that, for instance, the local content, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Now, see, this between one. For these sectors, mm. the window of opportunity will close. Mm. And once the window of opportunity closes, mm. the bargaining around local content mm. also closes.
Also closes.
Mm. Right? And if you think about they've done quite well with the discoveries of these minerals, mm. especially most of oil, in countries like Norway, mm-hmm. right? And they had clear principles in terms of how they were going to develop. That there are even certain stream areas of where we saw from the Norwegian nationals. Right? Qatar, another success story, they had what was referred to as the Qatarization of the sector. So the point I'm making is how active the NCCI should be in terms of driving the agenda for change for transformation.
All right, thank you, Mr. Hay. That's a comprehensive one. And I think just to add that, that yes, the unemployment that we are facing is, I think we are putting the burden just on the public sector. It is a burden of everybody. It is a burden of all of us that have a responsibility to create an environment and unlock opportunities. And the NCCI involved as we are reflecting on our legacy and what we are able to afford. Now, moving on to Madam Adams-Weather, from an entrepreneur's perspective, I also want you to give us your view. I also want you to assess, as we have been building this legacy, I also want you to assess how involved in terms of our ability or the chamber's ability to assist you and to create an environment which you need to operate in as an entrepreneur.
Thank you very much for the question. I would say that I'm actually very happy for the involvement of NCCI, especially on the Nasilwa launch.
Okay.
Yes, whereby as a youth, if you don't have collateral, you can actually go now to DBN. And upon asking questions, DBN has said that they can actually cover 60%. So I think we just need to push it so that a lot of youth get to know it, because as more I encounter different type of youth, they're like, we don't know about this information. And I'm like, DBN is there for you. And they have indicated that 60%, they can actually, as long as you come in with your business plan, and they're also willing to help. So I also urge like also the youth to also come here at the SME, the DBN SME, just to ask questions. I'm also going through their process just to see how we can go through. And also, this new grant that DBN is actually giving out, the 400,000, and I think it's a great opportunity, and I hope a lot of youth also get to go on their page, and it's closing on Monday. And I'm also happy that when it comes to NCCI, they have this wonderful benefit if you are a member, where you can also benefit from the group medical aid and pension fund, which is very interesting, because a lot of youth and even SMEs, as they come by, it's like, it's very hard for you just to say you're going to actually give benefits like this. And I'm also, I think NCCI also would like to also again talk still to the to the public sector, especially in terms of tariffs, because the tariffs should actually help to enhance the business in Namibia, not break the businesses in Namibia. And we have different sectors that are having problems. We have the leather sector that is now having issues, especially when they are bringing in their raw material. They are already getting tired that every year upon year they have been asked the problems, but they are not being assisted. And what I'm saying is that NCCI and also the public sector, as they're hearing us, that they should actually have policies, guidelines that to protect the future business of Namibia. Because if the tariffs are high, we are going to break the businesses, and that's why we have a high rate of unemployment. But if we are having better tariffs, and also we are also asking the commercial banks to also partner up with DBN too, especially with this Nasiriya. So because I felt bad when I read, I think it was last year, says that the commercial banks are inclined to actually help SMEs. So we want to also know, what is the problem? Why are they inclined? How can we do better? How can we bring back the confidence that they had for the, when you talk about some of the SMEs that are now successful, they were also helped by commercial banks. So how can we come back to them and say, please, we are the future, help us? Because end of the day, cut off line when you're 35, and maybe we can also try maybe to have a threshold going to 40, because as you can see, Namibia, we are all struggling and we are going there. So now if I found my business idea at 36 or 37, meaning I'm not going to benefit from this necessary scheme, and I don't have any collateral. So I'm urging also, maybe we can also see that threshold to where we can maybe put it at 40 or 45, just to help the Namibian people when we're talking about inclusivity.
Yeah. I think the challenge is accepted. The NCC is going to take up that task to engage DBN and Nasiriya in terms of let us start redefine the youth, and also that, hey, we want to redefine what is a youth according to the criteria within the accessing financing. Thank you for that. And also, you spoke about leather, right? The leather sector. Yeah, I think there's a submission it was made even to the NCCI to look within the leather sector. I think we are going to be part of that. They are going to be part of the consultation, and I think some of your inputs will be integrated on that. And just so now, Mr. Avril, as I said, you're going to beat me at the end of the day, because I'm going to butcher your name for this whole session. Now, I also need you to come in regarding this, because you have also been involved in terms of various committees that NCCI has, as Madam Vice President has highlighted. You'll be better to assess us. Assess the NCCI. How did we evolve? How did we perform so far? The challenges and some of the success that we have, we manage, or they manage to bring to the table for the private sector.
To add, I think you're making my name sound much more foreign and exotic than it is, so thank you for that. No, so that's just tongue-in-cheek. No, thank you for the question, and thank you for the platform. I think it's a very good initiative. I think, you know, from the various panelists, it comes out that maybe, you know, the things being done by the NCCI is not brought to light in a sense that it's not public knowledge what is being done behind the scenes. And like you've mentioned, I've served on various committees at the NCCI. One of the main one is on the trade promotion committee. And I think to stand still, and it ties in with what the previous panelists also said in terms of, you know, if you can put it in a nutshell, what the NCCI strives for is economic prosperity. But economic prosperity needs to be done sustainable, and it needs to be done in a way that's also inclusive and builds on itself in a sense. So from my side, in terms of trade and doing business, I think the ease of doing business in Namibia is still quite high, or the relevant challenges. But I think we have a lot of great platforms that shouldn't make business difficult. We have good, stable political environment. We have a lot of space. We don't have a lot of constraints in terms of natural disasters and extreme weather conditions. So I think there's a lot of platforms or measures that we can use to grow our economy, and I don't think it's being utilized. Now, coming back to the NCCI, what I think what is very valuable that has been done and is still going on is to increase that ease of doing business, of getting and our vice chair exactly told mentioned that getting the tax breaks, getting saying listen, it's sustainable, we need to increase our tax bracket, don't tax people into the ground. In terms of entrepreneurship, our tax rate is the highest in SADC, our power rates are the highest in SADC, our unemployment is now the highest in SADC. Clearly, we don't want to settle for second places when it comes to bad statistics in Namibia. But I think these are the areas where we need to really work on to get the public or the private expectations versus the public ability. Because I think there's a disconnect sometimes between what the private sector expects and wants and what the public sector can offer. And I think that's where the NCCI comes in with the advocacy and policy interventions, is to say, listen, how do we bridge that gap? How do we marry those two philosophies in terms of what the public sector is capable of and should offer for business to go forward and economic prosperity to happen, versus what the private sector wants, and sometimes those expectations are quite high and frankly unrealistic, and we need to manage that. So I wanted to mention also on the tariffs, I think a big part of Namibia's economic prosperity is also tied into the SAHCU group of countries. I think from the NCCI's point of view on the trade committee that I sat on, and Gabriel, you were also heavily involved in that, is to get that marriage the most optimal that it can be. Because at the moment, I think, tariffs are being set in South Africa. They don't care about our leather industry, about our export industry, about industries that's valuable for us. Mr. Hay also mentioned the grape exports. That's a great example of something that can be utilized. There's a lot of green schemes, there's a lot of water in the north. So if we can take a bit of our policy space back and craft that to fit the needs that we as a country would serve our country best, I think that's where we would see the most benefits coming from, the most advantages, and that's where the NCCI is working hard on behind the scenes. All of these things that, are maybe not public knowledge, working on getting a trade board established within SAHCU, working on getting a SEZ, the special economic zones established, so that there's more incentive to establish industrialization and new manufacturing plots, working on the trade agreements and streamlining so that it fits the best of us, specifically on the IPA. And now with all the uncertainty going on in the Americas, I think the AGOA trade agreement will also come into that. And managing the policy certainty would be a key area that needs to be clear for everyone to see, for someone to come and say, yes, I'm going to put my money down in Namibia because there's certainty and there's a chance for prosperity in terms of economic and social and sustainable measures that's being put in place. So that's from my side. I think I'll stop here. But yeah, that's from my side that I can give feedback on.
Yeah, and I think I'll come back to you on that. I just want to go back now to Mr. Hay. You have reflected very well on certain aspects and what need to be done. And it's good that you have the statistic on your side. The picture is well painted. But one of the most critical role, as Mr. Vivier has put, is the role of the chamber in influencing policies to reflect the aspiration of the private sector. And I think the several committees that we have here at NCCI that bring together all the sectors, I think perhaps we will need again for you to come in this more specific on the chamber, as we have reflected on our challenges and our successes, what we have achieved. Perhaps you can just now tell us how this can be executed. How can the NCCI and the private sector participate and influence notable policies? What need to be unlocked to make sure the gap between the policymakers and the private sector is narrowed? Yeah.
Mm.
public enterprise. And also the general lack of
coordination. Just move it a bit closer here. Thank you.
The general lack of coordination around government programs and, as you put it, private sector aspirations. Right? You want to be able to make sure that the left hand is talking to the right hand. Right? So, for instance, you've got government projects that's being executed by the Roads Authority, for instance, right? Through those projects, they go through the CBP, the
Central Procurement Board, yes.
Right? But at the end of the day, the execution of these projects are private sector businesses.
Yes.
Right? Private sector businesses that needs funding, right? That needs funding for developmental objectives, right? So if that whole value chain is not aligned, if there's no coordination on execution, right? Again, if you look at capital projects that government, the budget appropriation gives, you've got execution rate of at times just above 80-70%.
Yeah, but very low at the developmental budget, actually.
For sure.
Yeah.
And you need to ask why. I mean, if the budget appropriation is committed towards the capital budget, to be able to make sure development projects are rolled out, which will create jobs, we will be able to create personal disposable income into households, right? So this is the role of the NCCI, to be able to say you've got private sector operators or entrepreneurs or enterprise that are getting in on the act, but in one or the other way, there's some level of red tape at the Central Procurement Board because of the way the legislation is structured. Is that the way we're going to go about in transforming the economy? Is this the way we're going to go about in making sure the execution rate on the capital budget, on the development budget, is actually executed, right? So this is the role you want to see NCCI play. NCCI should be able to be a conduit around execution of the private sector and the public sector, right? Because what the public sector does essentially is make available the opportunities through the platform. The execution thereof, in most cases, is actually the private sector, right? So you need to get the coordination right. I'll give you an example of where societies that usually thrive, there's a huge partnership between public and private. I might be using the wrong example, but for instance, Switzerland, right? If you look at the public sector services, right? Which is trains, which is buses, medical facilities, and in the main, right, they are public sector owned, so they are government owned, right? But then you have private funding behind them. So execution of those projects, it's almost spot on, right? You also have other public sector institutions that are performing quite well. I mean, you look at the Lamy Breeze, it's actually the shareholder is public sector, but in terms of the service offering, right, is private sector, right? You look at Namport, some of these are successful. I mean, it's not standing that with business cycles, you go through different business cycles, but over and above that, they tend to be a bit stable. So NCCI should become a very important player in making sure that if we can replicate the success of some of the public-private partnerships, I think there's now an international terminal company that has come on, NCCI should be able to say, if you've got huge terminal companies coming into Namibia, and sector or joint venture, to what extent can the NCCI prepare for the oil and gas sector? The NCCI should be at the forefront of advancing this. Also, what is critical is that there are certain sectors in Namibia that are not really taken very seriously. And one of those sectors is research, right? And everywhere in the world, if you look at the East, I don't agree with what China does, but in terms of their advancement, it's backed by huge research. You can see what they are doing. very similar to the US.
Mm.
Again, if you look at the research budget,
mm.
massive,
mm.
right? So it's important that NCCI
mm-hmm.
is at the cutting edge
mm.
of new ideas.
Mm.
And you can only be at the cutting edge of new innovation
mm.
being backed up by huge research behind it.
Mm-hmm.
And through that, mm. I mean, the conversation has now changed to artificial intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
That I haven't seen the discussion in Namibia
mm.
getting to there,
mm.
you know. I remember a couple of years ago, there was a Harvard Growth Lab
yeah.
That came in and did a lot of work,
yeah.
and they spoke about a knowledge-based economy,
yep.
right? How do you get a knowledge-based economy
mm.
while you have not even scaled
mm.
yourself up to the level
mm.
of where the debate is globally,
yeah.
right? Mm. So this is the role that you want to see NCCI, continuously pushing boundaries,
mm-hmm.
Being at the cutting edge of new ideas,
mm-hmm.
Making sure that policy is as transformative as possible,
mm-hmm.
informed by research,
mm-hmm.
Going out, understanding where the bottlenecks exist
mm-hmm.
For entrepreneurs,
mm-hmm.
The off-taking of, for instance, the credit guarantee scheme
mm-hmm.
With Nasria,
mm-hmm.
to what extent are we seeing the deployment
mm-hmm.
of the credit guarantee scheme
mm-hmm.
in a manner that it's actually building businesses. You know, we cannot just be stuck in the application process.
Yeah.
You know, I think Madam Abia said she's also going through the process of applying.
Mm.
You want to be able to know that TEN has applied, they've gone to establish new manufacturing sites, they are now a subcontractor in Namib Mills, and through that, you are seeing tangible evidence coming through. What the NCCI should pride itself on.
Mm-hmm.
Export markets in terms of building efficiencies of the domestic produce that we have.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You look at NIB,
mm-hmm.
when they close the borders, to what extent do we actually see creating value
yeah.
and increasing the necessary jobs through that?
Yeah. And Madam Vice President, before I come to you, actually, let me just pause by the entrepreneur first. And now, we have heard that most of this transformation is going to come through policies. And I have this question for you to say, if it's the policy changes and amendment that will bring the changes talking about, and I do NCCI also, NCCI get to be invited by the Electrical Control Board, maybe what is your message then to the fellow entrepreneurs that in terms of coming together, in terms of joining the NCCI, in terms of joining those bodies that talk about these type of things, what is your message regarding that? Because as we have heard, it's through the conversation and the policy amendment, as an entrepreneur, if that is the solution now in Namibia to solve some of those things.
Okay, thank you very much for the question. Before I answer that question, as the previous panelist, he stated procurement.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the procurement, okay, the ministry that helps with procurement, I think they need to actually align themselves with the minimum wage. Because again, we have a minimum wage, which is 18.
Mm.
And now this minimum wage, I don't know if a proper research was done.
Mm-hmm.
And because now you have tenders, you apply for a tender, and they indicate they only take the lowest bid.
Mm.
Now, that lowest bind also becomes a problem
mm.
because if you take the lowest bind, whatever you're going to take, it does not guarantee that whoever gets it will be able to actually to align with the minimum wage. Because if the minimum wage is 18 and I'm applying, somebody's applying according now to meet that threshold, but now you're taking somebody who's not actually even meeting the threshold because there's that policy also needs to change because,
okay.
yes, I think that policy needs to change because most of the time as entrepreneurs, we have been victimized. We have been told that we are the criminals. We are the ones not paying people. If you see yesterday's newspaper, it's like we don't care about people's livelihood. But we do care. If we didn't care about it, we would not be trying to create jobs. So I think also the ministry needs to actually do that for us.
Mm-hmm.
And plus, again, with NCCI, when on the launching of the African Continental Free Trade Agreement,
mm-hmm.
whereby now as entrepreneurs we need to benefit. But again, are there really proper policies in line that mm-hmm. can protect a Namibian business?
Mm-hmm.
Because if you said the African Continental Free Trade, we have sensitive goods
mm-hmm.
and also other goods that we do not actually produce.
Mm-hmm.
But how can we actually merge into the upcoming markets? If you go to Nigeria, the African Continental Free Trade is the whole Africa, the Africa that we want, 2063. So how can Namibia also actually be protected, because we will be shrinked? And also in terms of especially when it comes to the SADC issues, to different agreements, I'm urging also like the public to actually the public sector to actually include NCCI more, because in terms of the research, there's not really a lot of market research done.
Mm-hmm.
Because if the market research was done,
mm-hmm.
they would have also have a policy where it says, like in other countries, when investors come in Namibia,
mm-hmm.
and you have different youth that also want to major into the manufacturing industry.
Mm-hmm.
So I can see Namibia is also in line with China.
Mm-hmm.
So China has the instruments that we know. How can a Namibian benefit from that relationship that Namibia has with China?
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to get cheaper manufacture machines?
Mm-hmm.
Or even we see that they are also with the European Union.
Mm-hmm.
We see there's a lot of relationship, international relationship, bilateral agreements that are there.
Mm-hmm.
But again, it comes as an entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
How do I benefit from that? And we want that to be broadcasted.
Okay.
Because if you go to the 14 regions,
mm-hmm.
I encounter different types of people, and I will always ask, this the information is not there.
Mm-hmm.
And so we also want the people to change their attitude of just saying the government is not doing much.
Mm-hmm.
The different manifestos that are given, as we have our elect president,
mm-hmm.
The vice president, if you see her manifesto, is clearing like prosperity in diversity.
Mm-hmm.
So basically now, we need policies, we need things that actually adhere to us when we come
mm-hmm.
and say, you know, I'm a Namibian person, a Namibian youth,
mm-hmm.
I am protected, I have this idea,
mm-hmm.
and I really don't have the money to it. How can I be able to make this idea a reality
mm-hmm.
that is supposed to benefit the Namibian people,
mm-hmm.
and it also helps us to actually venture to exports,
okay.
because we want to be manufacturers.
Yeah.
But yes, if the policies do change to the benefit of entrepreneurs,
mm-hmm.
and when the public sector, when they are doing in these areas, they need to engage all sectors,
mm-hmm.
and they also need to ask us. I think the youth, we need our own platform,
mm-hmm.
whereby you ask us, because...
Okay. So am I... So I'm not a youth. Okay.
No, I'm not saying it depends.
No, it's okay.
Yes. Yes. So like I said, if they decide to get to 40, it's fine. But
okay.
as now we are at the tip point of 35.
Mm.
We need our own platform,
mm.
because the problem is they do research on other big companies, and I am here
mm.
who has $10,
mm.
$0.
Mm.
I have registered, because we are told always register your company. You never know when
mm.
it's coming. A tender comes, even simple tenders,
mm.
you know, that's supposed to help a youth.
Mm.
They have a lot of different references,
mm.
but they must have a category of saying, okay, I think these tenders, we want the youth. And that's why I also think it's
mm.
very important for NCCI to be there, so
mm.
that they can say, I think these tenders that is going to be advertised, can we make it just for the youth? Because
okay.
we are suffering. Because imagine somebody who has been in business for so long
mm.
and has, let's say, 500,000 or a million as collateral in the account, and
mm.
comes to me with a brilliant idea. We have climate change issues here.
Mm.
We want to get money. We have everything there, but
mm.
now we are even asking, okay, yes, I do not have current. Okay, we have the 60%. Even you come to the commercial, like, I have this idea, and I have calculated, it's visible, it has been done, because since we are always asked, okay, has it done before? But Namibia must also have a culture to say, okay, Namibians are very innovative.
Yeah.
Even if it's not been done, can we try it? Can you see China? Let's be the Namibia that we want.
Okay.
And that's the only way that unemployment will go, when youth are supported.
Mm.
And when youth are supported, even the Gen Zs will see that, yes, Namibia is not just talk. They really support their youth. They really support their Gen Zs. They support even now the 45, we call them advanced youth.
Okay.
Yes.
Mm.
So I'm just saying back that. Thank you.
No. You put it so well. Thank you so much. And on what you have said, that is, Namibia can be the first, Because I think there is so much conversation whenever we want to embark on something new. There is always like, it's not being done anywhere. We are doing our green hydrogen stuff now and people are scared. We are going to be the first one. I think, yes, I might be in agreement that yeah, Namibia can be the first. And again, Arvil, I just want you to add maybe a 2 minute there to say, in the national trade policies, because I think the conversation doesn't go there. She mentioned relationships. And also that the Hay looked at it even in a broader picture. Can you just add, can we perhaps take another look, or can NCCA take another look when it comes to relationships, especially our international relationship, EPAS, SADC, and others? What can you add then? What can NCCA do? And are you still willing to be part of NCCA team that can look at such type of things?
No, thank you, Gabriel. I think that's very important. So I think, thank you, Ariel, so for that intervention. In terms of international trade, I think it's very important that we start aligning ourselves what's the needs of the country, mm-hmm. and not just blindly going into trade agreements and then isolating some industries to both sides. And when I'm saying isolating, so saying, listen, no, we're going now into the AFC-FTA, we don't manufacture any steel products, so we can make steel a product that can be exported to Namibia without any tariffs. What if there's a chance tomorrow that there's a steel manufacturer with a new technology who wants to use solar power to manufacture steel? I think we just need to take a longer look into the future when we are negotiating trade policy, first of all, and then secondly of all, in terms of the other way around, we shouldn't overburden ourselves with tariffs so that we can import raw materials. Now, from our perspective as an agricultural company, Namibia is not a self-sufficient country in terms of agricultural production, but we have measures in terms of tariff rate quotas where we can bring in wheat and maize duty-free and we can manufacture in-country. It's much better to do it that way. Then now you go and tariff the raw material and the final product which is manufactured in the other country, taking jobs out of your country, comes in the country, and it's needed in any case. So I think we need to go and that isolation that we do, vice versa, that we get trade policy to incentivize manufacturing locally by lowering tariffs on raw materials, first of all, and then secondly of all, saying, listen, what does the future hold? Should we give away certain industries just because it's not existing today? Can it exist in 10 or 15 years' time? I mean, the landscape can quite change quite dramatically. So I think in terms of from the NCCI, we need to go and have that conversation between private and public sector. How does your future look and how does your future planning look, and marry those two plans? Because I think, to Mr. High's point, I think it's very divergent at this moment in time. Some people, the left hand is going in that direction, the right hand is going that direction. So we just need to marry the long-term vision between the private and the public sector in terms of trade and trade policy. Thank you.
All right. We do this and we submit it to our chief advocacies. And this is the board of directors of NCCI. And Madam Vice President, you are representing the highest body. You have heard from the technical point of view, policy influencing is very important. And the highest advocacy is the board of directors. What is your take on that?
Thank you so much. I think the conversation is very important and it's really very relevant. And I think I want to add on one step up. But before I do that, I think, yes, the board of NCCI, we will definitely take these conversations very serious and we will definitely bring that right hand and that left hand together and to join them. And we're looking forward. We get there. I think an important aspect is also to look at the geopolitics. And I think that is an important aspect to take into consideration and the speakers have mentioned the trade, the tariffs, and I think it's coming also from somewhere else. If we look outside of Namibia, what is happening there, and without knowing the next moment it will impact us. Two big elephants fighting, the grass will suffer. So yeah. I think this is an opportunity that we should take as Namibia to see how we can become more self-sufficient. Mm-hmm. I think taking the other day I was looking at imports for 161 million. I can't recall what was it for, but that's like...
Yeah, for 2024, I think it's 126.
Yeah, so it's like, what can we not start taking, and it's so to hear the SME talking here. Mm. We need more of those conversations. We need more SME saying, I want to take this manufacturing opportunity. I want to take what is it that is needed from me. And I think that's where NCCI will come in. And I think that's where the research that Mr. Hayes referring to that. Yes, NCCI, I can refer to where we have done certain surveys and research. And I think we have facilitated government, where Ministry of Finance and Ministry of Trade, last year we've been in the regions, facilitating, bringing it out to the regions as to what is the conversation in terms of legislation changes. And this has actually impacted the changes that Parliament are changing those old legislations wherever possible. So the conversations is there. It is part of NCCI to do research, but we need you as a business community, we need the SMEs to say this is what we want. And all of us really need to take hands and to say these are the five things that we're going to cater, and let's focus to make sure that Namibia become self-sufficient in terms of food production, self-sufficient in terms, I mean, we are one of, you have said the statistics shows very negative, but I tend to say, we can also say, currently when you look at which country is the best to visit, Namibia is standing out, so there are a lot of positives as well. So let's keep Namibia on that, let's take it to that next level of saying, let's become self-sufficient, we cannot any longer relying on other countries, and we can see what's happening out in the world. But let's take that opportunity to say, how can we use NCCI as a platform and creating those linkages between government, between regulators, between legislators. All the bodies are, we all unite here, bringing the SMEs on. The DBN is very, very willing to work with us as NCCI, so we can definitely facilitate those conversations. And on the youth age, what will we call the 35 to 40? I myself, since I have passed that age, I will encourage it, because when I look back, it normally takes so long to get to 35, and when you're at 35, it goes much faster. So yes,
it doesn't take long. We are already there.
Let's encourage what works for Namibia. So if there are youth that are really 35, let's start seeing what can we. I heard you calling advanced age 45, but let's look at another advanced youth. Oh. The young ones.
Yeah.
No, as NCCI board, we are very well. Forums that happen throughout the year. We have had one, we'll have one again with South Africa, Brazil, we had one, Tanzania, we also had one last year. And I think we already quite in deliberations with Germany. And I think there's been a mention, and when I've been quite involved with that, with those sessions as well. And when we speak to them, you can hear there's a lot of available options that are not really known to maybe the SMEs as to where you can go get grants, where you can go get funding. And I think Namibia, in general, when we look at Africa, we don't use those opportunities easily. So I think we need to promote it more, and NCCI is willing to support that.
Yeah. Yeah, for those that are tuning in or listening to Eagle FM and on our social media, thank you so much for joining us. It is the Chamber Talk. We were reflecting on the legacy of the Namibia Chamber of Commerce and Industry. I now have 10 minutes left. And on that 10 minutes, is that the Chamber is going through transition in terms of leadership. In terms of leadership, and I think we will be getting maybe a new management within a month or something like that. And this is very critical and very commendable in Namibia. Yes, at the national level, we always do it very well, getting a new leader. And in certain SOEs, things are this and that. But at the private sector, have been doing well. In the banks, they've been changing CEOs, having more, even more women participating as CEOs in the country. And I just want to have this question also for our panelists to say, what do you have for the next leader who is coming? That, hey, you are coming from the statistic, paint the picture for that CEO. You are coming from the research side of things, paint the picture for that particular CEO. What must he or she do as he comes to take over the chamber with the type of knowledge that you have?
Well, thank you.
Yeah, the mic, sir.
No. I think
The chamber in itself, especially having this conversation, is really a very good start, right, in terms of shaping the thinking around the different pockets where we are coming from, right? So we need a very diverse chamber in terms of thought and application, right? And that should be informed, obviously, by being at the cutting edge of new ideas, you know, which is a big part of that should come out of research. And so that should really become a cornerstone because, I mean, if you look at even the current unemployment rate, right? You look at the highest concentration of unemployment and where it is, right? You realize very quickly that we've been speaking about decentralization for a very long time.
Yeah.
Right? I think NCCI has got different branches. Yeah. And more so in the more remote areas of the country, to how vibrant are those NCCI branches, right? To the extent that there are certain areas, and for instance, where I come from in Ogonjatu, where we don't have water problems in terms of the levels, right, for boreholes. So what does it mean? It means that that's an area where you can do a lot of the greens to come out of there because there's an abundant water supply. Linked to that has been the new road that has been established, the Trans Kalahari Corridor that takes you from Hobabes, Botswana, Gaborone, right into Grootfontein, right? So there's a corridor that could be exploited from an export perspective, right? And a lot of the cattle livestock is also considered in those areas. You know very well that we've got quite a number of winners that goes to South Africa, right? Why do they have to come to Windhoek? Why don't they get the established economic anchors in those remote areas? Then you deal with net migration of people moving into the urban cities that will put pressure on demand for services. You know, you deal with a mushrooming of all of these informal settlements because economic activity would now have been. So these are some of the of how the NCCI can really make an impact in really unlocking value through the economic chain and deal with the issues that we are sitting with. I mean, I simply think that Windhoek can only carry so many people. So can Wolfish Bay, so can Swakop, you know. But those are virgin economic areas that should be exploited. So I think the new leadership should definitely have a very diverse, transformative mind linked to making sure that they are solution-oriented.
And thank you so much for that, hey. And just so to add to that, the NCCI is embarking on that journey. As you gave already the task, it's embarking on the journey countrywide to make sure that all those branches all over the country are functional. So that it's not only the head office or the secretariat that deal with that, so that every town in Namibia where every constituency is a functional branch that deal with their entrepreneurial issues so that they can bridge the gap between the local authority and the private sector want to do things. I just wanted to give you feedback on that, and I'm sure we'll make sure we pass by Okonjatu by all means. And as an entrepreneur, I love entrepreneurs, small, big, yes, and also the bigger one, Nami Mill, do not be neglected. What is your message to the current leadership? What is your task to them? We all have now 6 minutes. I can give you the four. Arwil, I can steal 2 minutes from Eagle FM. What is your 3 minutes? What is your task? What is that you want to tell the new leadership to focus when it comes to entrepreneurship?
Okay, thank you again. When it comes to entrepreneurship, first of all, the leadership and the new leadership that will be coming in is to first of all engage the different ministries. And these key ministries are actually the Ministry of Youth, plus their body of the National Youth Council. This body is supposed to actually embrace us as youth. And for the past few years, yes, we do commemorate them for the work that they've done. But we want the board to have different people, diversity, in terms of how a student feels, how an entrepreneur feels, how a person who has never gone but how they are thriving. That's the only way I can see that the youth can benefit. And with the Ministry of Youth to actually work with NCA to push now bodies like the Ministry of Trade, Ministry of Finance, Ministry of Agriculture, Ministry of Land, and also NCCI to push the bill of the rent regulations. Because as you can see now in Windhoek, there are places become like a ghost town.
We are going to push it, we are going to bring it to you, and you give us the input, and we take it to the Ministry of Trade.
Okay. So, as for me, on my side, as treaties consultants, we are ready to also work with NCCI, especially when it comes to anything that deals with youth development, youth business exposure, and reducing unemployment in Namibia. We are ready, and also in manufacturing. As for me, I'm interested especially in addressing the malnutrition in Namibia, actually producing of drought-resistant. We have NAMIL here, we can engage. And also just manufacturing, especially on hygiene and every other products in Namibia that we do not need to be importing in Namibia that we can manufacture, and we need a backup.
Thank you so much, ma'am. From the food side, from the manufacturing side, the policies, the environment, the ecosystem, what is your task as the new leadership? And this one, we are going to make sure we drag you along to assist the new leadership which is coming. But still, what is your message? What needs to be done by NCC and the new leadership and the exCOs that are coming in? What is your task, especially at the policy level?
So I think it's quite simple. I think the new leadership needs to build on what the old leadership already accomplished. Mm-hmm. And I think further that, and from our side in the food manufacturing and manufacturing in general, why Namibia? So that's the question that needs to be asked. So why do I want to put up a bread plant? Why do I want to put up a instant porridge plant? Why do I want to put up a pasta plant in Namibia? Mm. So we need to look at taxing. We need to look at special incentives based on manufacturing. Mm. And we need to look at services and rates, you know, given in general to manufacturing. Mm. There's no special manufacturing rates for water or power for manufacturers. And I think that's withholding a lot of investment in the manufacturing sector. So for the new leadership, I really would encourage them to look at the low-hanging fruit and work on that. I think less is more in terms of if you lower tariffs and you lower some taxes, there will be more manufacturers and your tax base will increase. And I'm a big front runner and advocate for increasing the tax base, not the tax itself. So thank you.
We will by all means, translated message to the Shimi that it's not about increasing the taxes, but it's actually broadening the tax base. Mm-hmm. Now, lastly, to my leadership, when we're talking about the legacy, we're talking about the board of directors. This is your legacy and the rest of the board. Maybe in terms of conclusion, in concluding, and I'll go back at the Eagle FM. Let us conclude on the legacy going forward, the new leadership and the transitioning, because they will need you to transition to that new phase. Maybe what is your take on that and your words on that?
I think, like I've started earlier, that I'm fortunate where I'm sitting. I can see the previous 10 leaders that has been champion the legacy that we are standing on. They have set the pace for NCCI. Mm-hmm. Now, where we want to take NCCI is obviously the chamber is committed to advance the interests of its members, mm-hmm. But surely we cannot do this alone. Mm-hmm. We need each and everyone to firstly make sure they become members of NCCI, mm-hmm. Valid, fully paid up members, so that you can have your voice heard, so that you can have impact felt, so that we can make that difference that Namibia requires. Mm. So that's the first one. The current leadership that we are having, it's very much combined, including the corporate Namibia, including the business community, including private sector. So this is what we also want to carry forward. That and then obviously SMEs are also very well represented. And I think there has been a call for the leadership to branch out more to the regions. I think we currently have 6 operational regions. We are obviously very open to make sure that Namibia is a country that's very wide. We are huge in terms of space, although we're not that huge in terms of numbers.
Yeah.
So we need to make sure that each and everyone is represented. We have heard it from Mr. Hay, we have heard it from all the participants that we need to work closer together and we need to bring the issues to NCCI. Mm. So once you bring whatever you want us to make sure the policy, which is the most important, our policies need to be conducive for us to do business in Namibia. Mm. And I think that's what we're standing for, and that's what we want to make sure that each and every person that's a member of NCCI need to feel heard, you need to feel supported, and we will make sure that your business needs are addressed. But we need to do it together so we can work this journey together. Thank you so much.
All right. To the general public who are listening to us via the Radio Eagle FM and to those that are watching and listening to us via our social media, thank you so much. To entrepreneurs, financiers, and policymakers, you know, this group, entrepreneurs, financiers, and policymakers, I think our panelists today have done a great job. That is what we have for you today as we start this engagement and this conversation to make sure that we engage within our economy, no more isolation. And as we keep the keyword is that being the premier voice of the business people, being the bridge that connected the left and the right hands, this is how we are going to start the new phase. And as we stand on the legacy, as we stand on the what have been done by the leadership and everybody was involved, thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for Eagle FM for making sure that from Katima to Ludert to Opuo, we are ahead. And to those that are still using their data to listen to this conversation, this is just the first session. We will continue the second session tomorrow and also on Monday as we keep reflecting and as we keep also open platform for us to engage. To my panelists, thank you so much. You guys are the most important people. Go run the economy, colleagues. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Gabriel.
Tulisa mardimbo goge pampepo. Zegura sumbango dias ep. Eziza singo hona malisinta kano gupanare taninaga gomape. Moktunda konkedi zoksimba no buke do marsumo komaoko. Uza konkedi zompe zoktura marsumo musumbango dias ep pampepo. Guanas mbangu sospe sa imba ep. Zuva inyami mokaram tetin sume kusumbango esi. Guana karuhampepo kumarsumo pa internet meke lioge. Ruganesa. Cellphone ndin Kenya. Kara ono pukuru kasi sumbangu suspe aso waswa pukura sa imba ep aso kureti sapo mardimbo konon sumo dokuli siga siga dongereka pamwetu moktura kumo isrongo no kwa anesa mbudi zongwa dias gospel mardimbo gamwe no vura kura kena musumbangu isi kuna karanye the Elsin eangano the Osherero kumayimbiliro the Catholic simaneka karunga the Africans sing Froda here and many more. Zeni munahara kutulisa marsumo geni musumbangu sa imba epu. Pampepo tukwaneni nye ko 081-2358-063. Ndi ko email digital@omalaid.com.
Lipura nengeno wapumbwa Eva tere ulikoni maundu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kudite opoye ekukulile. Oshafafana nongeshefa ili mehola mo ihewetike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi inawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshefa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ushendife nawa nokumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge pata fano na Monica ko Eagle FM onora etatu imwe mbali heali nola natu heali bali no heali ileko mberewa nora etatu natu bali o etatu watatu o mafelane Eagle FM the eye.
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.